On the Saturday morning of the Hogsmeade trip, Harry bid goodbye to Ron and Hermione, who were wrapped in cloaks and scarves, then turned up the marble staircase alone and headed back toward Gryffindor Tower. Snow had started to fall outside the windows, and the castle was very still and quiet.
"Psst! Harry!"
He turned halfway along the third-floor corridor to see Fred and George peering out at him from behind a statue of a hump-backed, one-eyed witch.
"What are you doing?" said Harry curiously. "How come you're not going to Hogsmeade?"
"We've come to give you a bit of festive cheer before we go," said Fred with a mysterious wink. "Come in here."
He nodded toward an empty classroom to the left of the one-eyed statue. Harry followed Fred and George inside. George closed the door quietly and then turned, beaming, to look at Harry.
"Early Christmas present for you, Harry," he said.
Fred pulled something from inside his cloak with a flourish and laid it on one of the desks. It was a large, square, very worn piece of parchment with nothing written on it. Harry, suspecting one of Fred and George's jokes, stared at it. "What's that supposed to be?"
"This, Harry, is the secret of our success," said George, patting the parchment fondly. "It's a wrench giving it to you," said Fred, "but we decided last night your need's greater than ours."
"Anyway, we know it by heart," said George. "We bequeath it to you. We don't really need it any more." "And what do I need with a bit of old parchment?" said Harry.
"A bit of old parchment?" said Fred, closing his eyes with a grimace as though Harry had mortally offended him. "Explain, George."
"Well, when we were in our first year, Harry, young, carefree, and innocent..." Harry snorted. He doubted whether Fred and George had ever been innocent. "Well, more innocent than we are now, we got into a spot of bother with Filch. We let off a dung bomb in the corridor, and it upset him for some reason, so he hauled us off to his office and started threatening us with the usual detention, disembowelment, and we couldn't help noticing a drawer in one of his filing cabinets marked confiscated and highly dangerous."
"Don't tell me," said Harry, starting to grin.
"Well, what would you have done?" said Fred. "George caused a diversion by dropping another dung bomb. I whipped the drawer open and grabbed this."
"It's not as bad as it sounds, you know," said George.
"We don't reckon Filch ever found out how to work it. He probably suspected what it was, though, or he wouldn't have confiscated it."
"And you know how to work it?"
"Oh, yes," said Fred, smirking. "This little beauty's taught us more than all the teachers in this school."
"You're winding me up," said Harry, looking at the ragged old bit of parchment.
"Oh, are we?" said George.
He took out his wand, touched the parchment lightly, and said, "I solemnly swear that I am up to no good." And at once thin ink lines began to spread like a spider's web from the point that George's wand had touched. They joined each other, they crisscrossed, they fanned into every corner of the parchment. Then words began to blossom across the top, great curly green words that proclaimed, "Messrs. Mooney, Wormtail, Padfoot and Prongs, purveyors of aids to magical mischief makers, are proud to present the Marauder's Map."